And I'd like now to welcome Diana Delling. She is with the Lenzik Center for Performing Arts, and she's with us here speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Thanks. Good morning.
Good morning. And Marcela Diaz was just talking about this American Dreams Border Realities Film Festival, and I've seen all three of the films.
Oh, you have?
And they're so good. Oh, my God.
If I'm
you can
interested.
Go to any of them. And I think one of the things, okay, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes you think, oh, border realities, it's going to be depressing, it's going to be scary, I don't want to deal with it. The films are just so good and either interesting or uplifting or just like a really well done documentary. So go to one, two, or all three of them and support this wonderful immigrants' rights organization.
And they're tomorrow, right? All day tomorrow.
Tomorrow, all day tomorrow. Yeah. One is at 11 in the morning. One's at 7 in the evening. One's at, I can't remember the time of the middle one. But you can go to all three. You can sort of come and go. You can get a pass. Lots of ways to do it. But definitely worth doing.
I will talk about something going on at the Lenzik. This weekend, Santa Fe Pro Musica is presenting their concert, Prince of Clouds. This is the fabulous orchestra. It's a concert for string orchestra, and it will feature the works of Bach, Klein, Elgar, and Shostakovich, with violinists Carmelo de los Santos and Stephen Redfield. This concert will be Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon. And I also wanted to mention that today, Pro Musica and the Lenzik are partnering up to do a special concert for school kids. Kids from the Santa Fe Public School will be bused in on a field trip to the Lenzik. It's one of my favorite things at the Lenzik when I get to watch all the little kids coming in and their faces all happy and excited about whatever they're going to see at the Lenzik that particular day. And this morning they're coming in to hear Pro Musica. I don't know if people know this, they come in about once every grade level in the elementary school levels come in once a year to the Lenzik on a field trip, and they hear everything from dance to theater to special kids presentations.
And who's ever funding those programs or a combination of people, thank you, because that changes people's lives.
It really does, and I love to greet the kids and say, hi, how are you? Have you been to the Lenzik before? And they'll say, yeah, last year. You know, they're just 6 or 7, but they remember coming last year in their kindergarten class or whatever it might have been.
So Jules Works Follies 40th edition is Monday, November 9th at 7 o'clock at the Jean Cocteau Cinema. And special guest Johnny Broomdust of the Broomdust Caravan is going to be bringing along his bandmate Eric Chappelle, and they will play music and also be in their comedy and on stage and sketches. Chris Diesler is going to be host and MC of the show, and they're going to do that kind of BBC stuff, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and news editions and impersonations and lots of good stuff. It's a true homegrown variety show. So check it out at the Jean Cocteau.
Also, the holiday markets are starting up, the craft markets, and there's one this weekend tomorrow. The Book Arts Group Flea Market will be tomorrow at the New Mexico History Museum. These are folks from the Santa Fe Book Arts Group and the Palace Press. They're holding their annual multi-vendor flea market. It'll be from 10 to 2 in the Meme Community Room, and they'll be selling handmade books and papers along with crafts, supplies, and things that you can use to make your own books and great holiday gifts and things like that. New Mexico History Museum tomorrow.
At the Upaya Zen Center, there will be tomorrow from 6 in the morning until 8:30 in the evening a day-long meditation retreat. You can learn Zen forms and experience deep periods of uninterrupted meditation. It includes meals. You can also stay the weekend. You have to pre-register for more information, 986-8518 or upaya.org, U-P-A-Y-A. Oh, and there's also a Dharma talk there on Wednesday, the 11th, at Upaya by Joshin Brian Burns, Upaya's vice abbot and priest. So that's at 5:30 on Wednesday.
Tuesday evening at the Lenzik, there's a concert by Bruce Coburn. This is brought to you by Amp Concerts. Bruce has been around for a long time. He's a Canadian musician who is both a talented musician and he's an activist about humanitarian concerns. And he will be playing Tuesday night at 7:30 at the Lenzik. Tickets are still available, and he's very talented. So come on down for that.
There's some more Buddhist meditation. This is in the Tibetan Buddhist tradition, a wonderful teacher named Kempo Pema Wangdak will be doing teachings from today through the 15th at, let's see, Tsechen Namdrol Ling, KSK Buddhist Center and Tibetan Association. And he was born in Tibet, has been a monk since the age of 7, and he was sent in 1982 to the U.S. And he was awarded the Ellis Island Medal of Honor for his tireless humanitarian work. Anyway, wonderful person. And tonight at 7 o'clock, there is an event, and then tomorrow there's instruction from 10 to noon and from 2 to 4, and then Sunday there's a medicine Buddha meditation and instructions from 10 to noon and at 2 to 4. It's at Upper Canyon Road for these teachings. For more information, you should call 505-469-3443.
There will be a whistling concert tomorrow night at Site Santa Fe. It's a concert. I know. It's even better. It's an all-female whistling concert by a group called Susan Silton and the Crowing Hens. It starts at 6 o'clock, and it is Crowing Hens, obviously, is kind of could be thought of as a phrase that refers to females. And indeed, this is part of a project that includes performance texts and sculpture that investigates the gendered voice and its aesthetic possibilities. That's something that Site Santa Fe does occasionally, and this installment is this Crowing Hens concert. For more information, you can call 989-1199. They would like you to RSVP. And it will also feature New Mexico poet Valerie Martinez will read from her work, 100 Little Mouths, which was commissioned by the artist for this project.
I wonder if you can tell the difference between a female and a male whistling group.
I don't know. I haven't seen either, but it would be a good experiment.
Mouth size? All right. Here's another event, and this should be a really good one. I read the play. I haven't actually seen it yet, but I'm probably going to go this weekend. The Portable Dorothy Parker, a one-woman play about the famed wit of the Algonquin Round Table. And it was written by Annie Lux, who is from Santa Fe, directed by Lee Costello, and performed by Margot Avery, who makes a really fabulous Dorothy Parker. It's at the Lodge in the Cabaret Room, and it's tonight at 7:30, tomorrow night at 7:30, and then Sunday at 3 in the afternoon. And if you want to go early, there's a cash bar. Doors open about an hour before the show.
That sounds fun. More theater. The New Mexico School for the Arts Theater Department presents The House of Bernarda Alba. This is the 5th through the 7th, so it started yesterday and it goes through Sunday. The School of the Arts will be performing Federico Garcia Lorca's The House of Bernarda Alba, directed by Elizabeth Weissman. It will be at Warehouse 21, and it is a drama of women in the villages of Spain. It was Lorca's last play, completed in 1936, and it centers on the events of a house in Andalusia during a period of mourning. Come see that. It is at, I said, Warehouse 21. And another local theater production is Peter Pan, produced by Pandemonium Productions. I believe it's an all kids production. The kids get together and rehearse for months, weeks, and then they perform. It'll be this weekend and next at I think it's at the James A. Little Auditorium. Yep, the James A. Little Theater. There are performances in the evenings and in the afternoons. For more information, you can go to pandemoniumprod.org.
Peter Pandemonium.
Peter Pandemonium. With kids.
Yay. The Council for International Relations and Creativity for Peace is presenting a film called Beyond Right and Wrong. And it's also a Chinese buffet, Wednesday the 11th of November from 5 in the afternoon till 9 in the evening at Lulu's Chinese Cuisine. And that's at 3011 Cerrillos Road. It's attached to the Quality Inn. So I guess you should probably make reservations pretty soon. If you go to, if you look up Creativity for Peace or the Council on International Relations, you can register and watch the movie trailer.
There's another unique exhibition going on this weekend and next from Axel Contemporary. It's called Bake Salient, and it's kind of a combination bake sale and art sale and art, interactive art experiment. Jamie Porter Lara is an artist. She will be baking cookies, baking baked goods, and inside each cookie or brownie or whatever, there's a small piece of art. You're invited to buy the cookie and the baked goods, but you're invited to buy them using currency of art. So they'll have a bunch of papers and other materials out that you will make a little piece of art or two, and you can buy a baked item based on its price. It might be one art or two arts, and you draw, make your own little art drawing and give it to the artist in exchange for the baked goods. So it's another one of those really interesting and innovative exhibitions or projects by...
That's super, super cool.
And let me just say that the Axel Contemporary Van Truck will be at Santa Fe Farmers Market tomorrow from 10 to 12 and at the New Mexico Museum of Art tomorrow from 1 to 4. Same thing next weekend.
The San Miguel Chapel Music Series continues tomorrow at 7:30 with the Nacho Mendez Songbook Unplugged. Nacho Mendez vocalist with Jesus Gachupin on guitar, Carla Cantupas on violin, and Chase Morrison on cello. And lots of good stuff going on over there at the San Miguel Chapel, and it's such a nice place to go and hear music.
It is. Another holiday exhibition is opening as we enter November. Starry Night exhibit will be at the Museum of Spanish Colonial Arts on Museum Hill. It opens to members tonight, and there's a public opening tomorrow and a lecture. There's an artist named Glenn Gomez who has been collecting wood carvings in the Cordova style, the Spanish wood carvings that create a nativity scene. So Glenn has collected bears, rabbits, oxen, and donkeys, as well as other nativity figures, and collects them and displays them, and angels and things like that. Artists represented are Sammy Cordova, Ben Ortega, Gloria Lopez Cordova, Lawrence Baca. So Mr. Gomez is sharing this creation with the museum for everyone to enjoy over the holiday season. It'll be on display through February, but go tomorrow and you can see him talk about his work and the work he's collected.
Guess what time it is?
I have a feeling it's time for Cat of the Week, but
it
I could be wrong.
Adopt your copacetic kitty companion from Felines and Friends, a local cat rescue organization, and giving second chances to abandoned and neglected cats. And this week's featured cat is Candace. She is very sweet. She's a little bit shy. Her ideal home would have one or two other playful cats and or a person who is home a lot and could give her lots of attention. Candace is a petite, small, pretty girl with a short coat, tortoiseshell tabby markings, and some white patches. And she's about 3 years old. If you're interested in adopting her, please call 316-2281. You can go to Ask Felines and you can go to fnfnm.org, or you can write to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. And you can see all the kitties on their website.
Can I do a dog of the week?
Yes.
This little guy is named Boris, and he's special because his adoption fee is waived, which might make him an even better choice for some people. And he'll come neutered, vaccinated, microchipped, and heartworm tested. He came in to the Española Valley Humane Society pretty banged up and bruised up, but he's making strides toward recovery. He's getting better. He's got some cuts on his face, but he really needs a loving home, and he's going to get all better and fully recover. He's super cute. He looks like a shepherd mix, maybe with a little bit of... Oh, you want to see him? Maybe a little bit of the New Mexico pit, a little tiny bit.
Boris is a very
super
cute dog.
So, Española Valley Humane Society, 753-8662. And, of course, Ben Swan and his gang at the animal shelter here in Santa Fe always have super cute and sweet pets for adoption, too.
And there's some... just beautiful dogs on that page. What is that? The Pasatiempo? The reporter.
They always have a full page of pets, and I'm tempted by every single one.
Yeah, I know. It's when you have one, you just think you should have two, but when you've got three, you really don't want four.
You've got a little pack of your own.
We got a pack.
Plus Roberto.
We got a big pack. We got all kinds of people and dogs. All right. Life Songs is a project of the Academy for the Love of Learning, and they're doing wonderfully and offering an opportunity for volunteers for the 2016 Story Gathering Project. You can go to aloveoflearning.org and look for the Life Songs volunteer opportunities, but it's an intergenerational project that has deeply changed the lives of artistic facilitators, volunteers, elders, and students, all the different people who are involved. They basically take people's life stories, write songs, perform these songs, sometimes at the Lensic, I think. And it's
They have come.
Yeah, it's a profound thing. So check out aloveoflearning.org. You can also call 995-1860. And if we don't give the area code, it's 505. I think that goes without saying, but I just said it.
You may have heard about this one or done something on it. I'm not sure. Blessed Unrest is a work in progress that's a collaboration between our own Santa Fe's Theater Grotesco and Bandelion, a company out of San Francisco, and a choreographer named Randy Poff out of San Francisco. It's a work that will combine dance, music, physical theater, and other artistic perspectives. So it is these people from all the cities have gotten together and created, quote, colliding stories and images to experiment with direct communication and raw presence. This will be presented here and in San Francisco later, but it will be at Theater Grotesco this weekend. You can call 474-8400 to reserve, and it is tomorrow, November 7th at 2 o'clock, and again at 7:30.
I got something from the Spanish Colonial Arts Society, and they're having an event tonight and tomorrow. I guess it's the members' reception is tonight at 5. Did you read this already?
I did read that one. Starry Night. It's
Starry
the
Night,
Nativity
sorry.
One.
Oh, like you just read that. Never mind, ladies and gentlemen.
But it's worth going to. You could even go twice. I can throw one in while you're looking. Acequia Madre Elementary School is having their live and silent auction tomorrow at the Scottish Rite Masonic Center, a.k.a. the Scottish Rite Temple. There will be hors d'oeuvres and a silent and live auction. And I know some of the prizes. I just happen to know that the auction will feature some Lensic tickets, as well as something I saw online, which was a Picasso lithograph or a Picasso something will be auctioned off to.
Really?
And it helps raise money, of course, for the kids at Acequia Madre. That's tomorrow night, the Scottish Rite Temple. For more information, you can go to Acequia Madre's Elementary School's Facebook page. It kind of spells it out a little better there. And there's also childcare available if you reserve in advance.
Now, did we talk about the Audubon Center and Sanctuary studio tour?
We did not.
You can go on a docent-led tour of artist Randall Davies' historic home and studios, and that's at 2 o'clock today. And also today at 5 o'clock is free breakdancing for B-boys and B-girls. It's time to learn how to bring it with Ty, Ale, and friends. All ages and skill levels are welcome. So I guess it's not really just for kids. It's for...
So we could go, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I think my breakdancing days might be over. Spinning on the head might create some more problems than we need. But but anyway, yeah, just check it out at Warehouse 21. Lots of good stuff going on over there.
I'm looking for the listing, but I believe this weekend is the Dixon Studio Tour as well. And that's such a great little...
Yep,
road trip,
it is.
Day trip. I love that.
Yeah.
It's such a gorgeous area, and you get to meet the artists, and it's just a setting right out of a holiday magazine or something, because...
Yeah, Dixon's awesome.
It is, isn't it?
Their little public library got awarded, like, some kind of White House medal. They went to Washington.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
And usually there are apples for sale up in that area, too, so it's a good fall trip getting ready for the holidays.
And that's from 9 to 5. Is it tomorrow and Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. You go ahead. I'm going to look for what's happening at Collected Works Bookstore.
Okay. I'm going to tell you about something going on at the Lensic next Friday night. It's part of our Sounds of Santa Fe series, in which we feature local artists and musicians. And this one features Donald Rubinstein and Ra Kalam Bob Moses. Donald Rubinstein, I think and I hope people in Santa Fe know of his work. He's an internationally and nationally known musician and visual artist. His work has been exhibited at the Whitney and at MoMA, and he has been the recipient of a Rauschenberg Fellowship in 2014. Well, he will be doing music at the Lensic with his friend and fellow avant-garde jazz musician Rakalam Bob Moses on Friday, next Friday, November 13th. It'll be a conversation between these two in song, with also a little performance art, and a really unique experience and a chance to hear one of Santa Fe's really cutting-edge avant-garde musicians and artists. This is Friday at the Lensic. For tickets, ticketsantafe.org.
At Collected Works Bookstore, on Tuesday, November 10th at 6 in the evening, Jan Arrington Walcott, author of Brujo, Eye of the Raven, it's a revised edition of her original novel, which was published 20 years ago. She will be there in conversation with Ann Hillerman. And so that's Tuesday at 6 o'clock. And then on Wednesday, the City of Santa Fe and Archaeology Southwest magazine present Santa Fe Underground. That's also an event at 6 o'clock. Mayor Javier Gonzalez and Archaeology Southwest will President and CEO William Doel will be talking about Santa Fe Underground, Archaeology in the City Different. And it's a special issue of Archaeology Southwest magazine. So that is on Wednesday at 6 in the evening. And then on Thursday, Mark Dunn will be talking about We Five. It's a novel. It's the story of five young female friends and co-workers, and it's told through the voices of five different authors. The story unfolds against five distinct historic backdrops. So all of that is Collected Works Bookstore. And that's on the corner of Water and Galisteo Street in Santa Fe, not far from the plaza. And it's a wonderful place to have a cup of coffee, have a verde juice, and hang out and meet your friends.
Look at all the books, the new books coming out for the fall. This is a serious one, but an important one. The Upaya Zen Center will be holding its Meta Refuge Council meeting, or group gathering, on Tuesday from 10:15 to 12:45. This is a weekly council group for those who wish to explore and share experiences with aging, sickness, and death. And it's appropriate for people if you're living with an illness, approaching the end of life, or you have a caregiver, hospice staff and clergy, people like that also go. It's at the Upaya Zen Center, free Tuesday. For more information, 986-8518.
And lots of movies at the CCA. There's a movie called Experimenter, which is being shown at the CCA. In 1961, Yale psychologist Stanley Milgram, played by Peter Sarsgaard. Do you know about this experiment?
I feel like I read about it in Psych 101, but tell us.
He conducted obedience experiments. I took intro psych, and we looked at this, and it was absolutely fascinating. It's a really, really important experiment. Basically, the people are brought in, and they don't realize that they are subjects of a psychology experiment, and they are told to administer electric shocks to people when they get an answer wrong. And the person isn't actually getting electric shocks. They're just seeing how far the people will go. And the people went as far as killing them because they were obedient. Because the experimenter would say, now press the button, give them the highest lethal shock. Some people stomped out and said, I'm not doing this. Are you crazy? It's going to kill them.
But
the majority of the people respected authority. Anyway, it's a movie about that. And, very, very important. And it's the kind of experiment that you couldn't do now. You would be sued into oblivion.
Thankfully, yes.
Yeah, but it was, there's a reason why it's been taught in every single psych class since 1961. And lots of other good movies over at the CCA.
This is next Saturday, but I will announce it because I like it so much. The Food Depot's Holiday Pie Mania event. So this is where A bunch of Santa Fe chefs get together and prepare their special holiday pies in designer kitchens at the Builder's Source Appliance Gallery on Pacheco. So they have all these fancy kitchens and new stoves and things, and these guys and gals, chefs, get together and make their favorite pies. Then they're auctioned off in a live and virtual auction. You can get a gift certificate to pick up one of the pies in time for Thanksgiving, Christmas, or other holiday celebrations you're having, Hanukkah. And all the proceeds benefit the Food Depot. So if you're interested, holidaypiemania.com, they have their own website. A delicious event.
That sounds fantastic.
Bless you, Mary Charlotte. I would say this one, I'll just keep it brief because the spot came on earlier in the program, but this Lannan Lecture Readings and Conversation series on Wednesday sounds fantastic. It's Aminata Forna with Leila Lalami talking about Miss Forna's experiences. She's the author of The Devil That Danced on the Water, which talks about her experiences as she investigated the murder of her father, who was a rising star in Sierra Leone's fledgling democracy. That is, she was born in Scotland and raised in Sierra Leone. Fascinating person and writer. Wednesday night at the Lannan Foundation's Lensic Readings and Conversations.
And that is an absolutely wonderful series, and as we always say, if you've never heard of the person, go anyway, because it's always good. It's never not good.
You want to read their books, yeah.
Yeah. So don't forget to go to the farmer's market.
It's nice right now.
Have you been lately?
I was there a couple weeks ago. I think they're open till 1 now, which is nice, just a little later.
Yeah, that allows me to sleep, have breakfast, and go. Although sometimes when we go, we have what's called breakfast on a stick, which is a pork sausage.
I've seen people carrying that around.
A different kind of sausage on a stick, and it's really good.
And we've got all the green chilies and all the holiday jams and things inside now.
Yeah. And lots of art openings going on, lots of music in the evenings, and basically it's just about time to go, but check out your Pasatiempo, check out your Santa Fe Reporter, and don't forget, is anything happening at the Screen?
Let me see. Probably. There usually is, right?
Yeah, anyway, check out the Screen also. That's another great place to see movies. But now it really is time to go. Diana Delling is with the Lensic Center for Performing Arts. She's with us here very often, speaking of the arts. And what are you doing this weekend?
I'm not sure yet, actually. But I'm sure something fun. I'll probably go to the farmer's market, maybe go to the museums on Sunday. How about you? And walking my dog a lot, of course, hiking.
Yeah, That's the thing to do. Walk your dog, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Well, you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We're podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. Thanks to our webmasters, Studio X. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe and on Twitter at radiocafemc. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's fabulous news team. And after that, jazz. Hasta la vista. Have a beautiful day. Ciao.
Bye.